This September 1st, 2022 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation is brought to you by our valued sponsor, Troon. Your team plus our team, better together. Visit www.troon.com/management-services to learn more. The title of today's Fortnite is An Update in the Golf Management Space, penned by our editorial director, Eric Matuszewski. Since 2010, as the U.S. was coming out of the Great Recession, golf course capacity in the world's biggest market has been reduced by 11.6%. That's due in part to an oversupply correction in certain markets and heightened demand for land in other places. Over that same decade-plus period, the number of facilities engaged with third-party management companies has climbed by more than 18%. Today, more than 1 out of 7 U.S. golf facilities, almost 2,100, are being managed by an MCO or multi-course operator. NGF's database shows 218 golf management companies in the U.S. operate 2 or more facilities, from the AAG Golf Group to YHB Hospitality. The best known are the bigger operators such as Troon, Kemper Sports, and Invited, the private club owner-operator formerly known as Club Corp, which together manage hundreds of courses and facilities. The top 15, in fact, represent half of all those facilities under management. The balance is managed by the 200-plus others, an average of 5.2 facilities per operator. If you were to guess one facility in your market under third-party management, chances are you'd probably go with a higher-end, daily-fee public course. Odds are you'd be right. Daily fee facilities account for half of those under management. No big surprise, perhaps, given they represent 56% of total supply. And premium price facilities, which we define as having a peak green fee of $70 or more, are disproportionately represented. That said, private clubs and municipal courses are not only proportionally in the mix, they're a growing proportion. The number of private facilities under outside management has risen almost 15% over the past decade, as private club supply has declined by 9% over that same stretch. And while overall municipal supply has inched upwards 4% since 2012, the number of munis under outside management has climbed by 21%. Together, private and municipal facilities today account for 44% of U.S. supply, but comprise half of the properties being managed by an MCO. So, how will the landscape evolve in the years to come? NGF members can visit our website, ngf.org, for a deeper look at third-party management space, including an in-depth sidebar and a one-page overview report. And if you're the type who wants more, become a member of the NGF and discover why thousands of industry leaders like yourself trust the NGF to stay in the know with the latest research, information, and data available. Visit ngf.org/membership for more info. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you again in a fortnight.